This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's actually warm today in comparison to what it was.
Listen, the Phillies are down in spring training. We can be optimistic that we're going to have some good weather shortly.
That's right. And it's going to be 62 on Tuesday.
God bless us.
So we're looking forward to springtime. It's Health Watch again every Sunday, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical, how they can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And if you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, as we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John, I'm glad to be here. And, you know, it's a little cloudy right now, but they say we're going to be okay until a little later, and let's get it together.
Never a cloudy day here on Health.
Well, it's never a cloudy day at our clinic. Yes. I can tell you that's for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, we always talk in the beginning of the show about what you do, but can you explain concierge medicine?
Yeah, sure.
I believe that's a form of what you
do. It is. It's a small slice of what we do. Maybe it's a big slice of what we do. Once a patient gets involved in us with our hydration therapies, which in and of themselves are unique protocols, in that, you know, we believe it's hydration that can deliver the more natural products and some of the medications in a smaller dosing so people don't suffer from the side effects. But there's a lot more to what we do. For example, I spend a lot of time reviewing the charts and making sure that the patient's charting is done. And I want to do the archaeologies on the chart and make sure we're not missing anything. You know, people come into the free consult, John, and they start talking to me and saying, oh, you know, I'm coming in for this problem. And ultimately, I find out that really they have a multitude of problems, not just the one they think they have. And maybe it's the other problems that are actually contributing to the challenge that they have when they come in. So concierge, in my mind, is that we go a little deeper in what they're saying and a little deeper than just putting together the protocols that we want to use in the hydration to effectuate the change for the patient. We really want to look at their overall health and get them, if they need to specialists that we need to get the job done.
Unfortunately, the way medicine is today,
it's very difficult.
I mean, doctors, for the most part, don't have time.
And it's not their fault.
And it's not their fault. But you take the time.
I try.
And you really study
the science of it all. And then I'm lucky enough to have a medical director who I can roll some things off of, and then we get the order or whatever we need to get done. Bottom line is, of course, we are working out of a primary care facility, so we're able to order the radiology a patient needs and maybe go in depth for that, maybe a little deeper dive into what's going on. We're able to order the specialized laboratories that patients need. And all of those things contribute to a form of VIP service for a patient that I think you don't get at just walking into a spa or those kinds of places that do hydration.
And you find, obviously, that that's a tremendous benefit
for the patients, absolutely. And it's a tremendous benefit for our clinic as well, because I'm able to look at any occult or hidden type of problems that a patient may have. And that's very important, because many times you think you're coming in for a certain challenge, and we find that it's a little deeper than just that challenge. And maybe, you know, I want to say that we've helped and not only improve your quality of life, but maybe the actual situation that you're in, we're able to get you to somebody who can improve the situation on a more permanent level.
And how many times have you seen a patient, and like you said, they come in for one thing, and then you look and you delve into their situation, and
yeah.
you look, and you discover a multitude of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time. And, you know, I like to say that there's a certain amount of archaeology I need to do on a patient, looking back on the records and really constructing, you know, how did somebody get to me? What were the original things that were going on in their life, maybe 5 years ago, maybe records from 5 years ago, all the way up to yesterday when they come in for the consult? What has changed in that period of time that may be causing them the challenge that they believe they have right now? So it's a little convoluted.
Yes. So explain to us, you're going to talk about hydration therapy.
Sure, of course.
But talk about your philosophy of what your clinic is all about and why.
I think our philosophy is simple. First of all, I want to strive for excellence in not only in our hydration therapy, but in our overall interaction with our patients. We're always striving for excellence. Now, look, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody can't always be, you know, the star. What you've got to do is pull the team together and say, how do we help this patient achieve their ultimate goals and also achieve them in a safe manner, and look at what is hampering their ability to get well or to feel better or improve their quality of life. And all of those things, the philosophy I have is when you improve the life of a patient, the quality of life of a patient, and everybody's quality of life is different. It's so amazing to me. But when I look at a patient, for example, the cancer patients, their quality of life is, I want to be around to see my grandson get married in the spring. That's a big burden for me in my mind,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I want to ask the good Lord to help me get there. Help me help them get there, because that is what she's living for in this moment, you know? And somebody else says, well, I want to go out with the guys and I want to play golf, you know, 3 times a week. Okay, we can help you do that too. And I ask God's help in every patient that we see and start.
Talk about your philosophy of prescription drugs and your hydration therapies, which are your cornerstone of your practice.
Sure.
What's the dichotomy of this?
Well, I think that everyone, my physicians included, and my physician patients as well, that's pretty funny, our patients who are physicians have the same philosophy. What we believe is we want to use the least amount of the pharmaceutical that is necessary to help the patient keep their condition under control or cure or whatever, but not impede their quality of life. And so that has always been my philosophy in terms of my treatment plan. I want to use nutraceuticals in a therapeutic level to help a patient improve their quality of life while they're going through whatever kind of continuum of their challenge. And therein is an interesting thought, because most times you're just thrown a prescription pad at you, and you write the prescription, get the patient out, let them get the pharmaceutical, and let's go move to the next patient. But in our facility, the idea is, yeah, when we need prescriptions, we need them. That's it. This week, I can tell you that Doc wrote for two Tamiflu for patients who definitely had the flu.
Yes.
And they had some comorbidities that were worrisome to us. And immediately she said, put them on the Tamiflu. And we did. So therein is the relationship. We're always striving to make sure that the patient is number one, and to utilize both pharmaceuticals and natural products in appropriate amounts to help the patient.
And how often do you use, in other words, you do use natural products?
Sure.
Quite often.
Yeah.
But what's the percentage? In other words,
that's a hard question. You know why? Look, just like all the hydration protocols are individualized, so are the pharmaceuticals individualized. I mean, I can tell you, you know, we have a certain amount of pharmaceuticals. Look, when you need an antibiotic, you come in and you have cellulitis, right? Well, I'm not just going to treat that. I think I would be remiss if I didn't say to Pat, listen, you know, this patient has MRSA. What are we going to do with this patient? It's on his leg, right? A good example of that was Bob, who was the pilot, right?
Yes.
Okay, he had this cellulitis for years. He's taking all of these drugs by the handful, all of these antibiotics orally. Nobody sat down enough to tell him, let's take care of this by utilizing hydration with the antibiotics and get this thing under control for him. First of all, he didn't want to stay back in the hospital, and I don't blame him because he said, I got it there. Well,
yes,
I believe
yes.
it. So we then delivered antibiotic. Now, in doing that, we also delivered the nutraceuticals to try to tune up his own immune system so that it would work hand in hand. And as a result, we were able to really get that particular challenge under control.
The cornerstone of your practice is hydration.
Right.
And you've talked about it briefly, but I want you to hone in on this. How many treatments does it take to achieve effectiveness?
There you go, John. Very difficult situation to say. If you're coming in early in your continuum, it may only take 10 treatments. But if you come in midway or later, or let's say you've had this problem for 2 years and you finally come into me, it may take 30 treatments. And again, it's going to depend on frequency, dosing, therapeutic dosing at that, and bringing the patient around and possibly looking at what do we tell them to do at home. I mean, so again, it's going to be individualized treatment protocols, which I think really do separate us from many, many places.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning, and our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9, our live version, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. If you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, or you just have a question, feel free to call in right now at 855-839-1210. As we always tell you, early is the best time to call because we can make sure we get you in there. Because a lot of times we have calls at 2 minutes to nine, and we can't really talk to you much. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. People always say I read the number too fast. So I'm going to do it again. 856-489-0505. And when you call, I'm going to make this real simple for you. You just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and it doesn't cost anything. And you will learn a lot. Believe me when I tell you, you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you with your problem. And that's the simple answer. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Number in the studio right now if you want to talk to Dr. Molly directly right now, 855-839-1210. We are going to talk about, and last week we spent the pretty much the show talking about women's health, so we figured we'd give equal time.
Oh, for men's health.
For the men's health.
I agree with that, John. I think I want to start this segment with a patient. Okay?
Yes, okay.
A gentleman comes in, Richard. He's in his 50s, right? and he is seeing a guru doctor of men's health. And actually, he came in for the free consult, but more than that, he actually has, he signed up for hydration therapy, and he was very specific in what he wanted, etc. But I started thinking about this. He kept saying to me, well, I don't have much energy. I don't have, my energy level's not so good. But I asked him for, you know, the records of where he's going and what he's getting, and he's on a tremendous amount of peptides. Peptides, the small proteins that lots of men want to do because why? They want to have muscle growth. They want to have good recovery. We don't want to have ED. We want, you know, but yet he's feeling not quite right. So I start looking at the protocol that he's on, and it's quite intensive, and I understand it's an expensive clinic, and you got to follow what the good doctors are telling him and what the trainer's telling him, etc. But I uncovered something. He keeps worrying about NAD, which all of these guys are coming in and talking about NAD therapy, NAD therapy. Do you know that they were missing something very important in the therapeutic models that they were using? A simple thing.
I would believe it.
Well,
yeah.
Let me tell you what it was. It was B3. Okay, and B3 works with the NAD to actually intensify that along with coenzyme Q10. And in none of the protocols that I saw, they were delivering that to this gentleman injectable. And I'm thinking to myself, well, he's missing two cofactors that could really, really improve his NAD levels that he's so worried about testing every month or whatever. And I'm saying, well, you can test them and they're coming in. The test is coming in feeling good, but you're still not feeling enough punch from it. Here's what I think is missing. Well, he did go back to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, that's really a good idea. Okay. Well, I'm glad. So what I'm saying is, let's not concentrate on some things. Let's look at the total holistic picture. And this is very, very specific to our men. Yes, you want to be on peptides and you want to do things for the muscle growth. Everybody knows BPC-157. Everybody knows that for healing, etc. However, you want to make sure that you're getting enough of some of the cofactors. So again, the hydration therapy allows me to give you those in therapeutic doses that will help your injectable protocol that you're using elsewhere. So I say, and by the way, we have our own protocol for these kinds of things. We use peptides, but you want to make sure you use them correctly because peptides have side effects. And another interesting thing about this patient was he was having an arrhythmia. You know, all of a sudden his heart was fluttering going out of, and interestingly enough, one of the peptides he was on can have a side effect to that. So you need to look at what you're taking, guys. And I'm telling you, it doesn't all depend on your ED either. It's not just muscle growth and recovery. You want to look beyond that.
You recently started this whole comprehensive men's health program.
Yes, because of this patient.
Because of this patient. That's kind of the catalyst for this.
Right.
But what is it about this program and this protocol that you have that's different or that you find that men need in order to achieve maximum health?
Well, here's the thing. I think maximum health is a very good way to put this because what we have to look at is things like blood flow. We need to make sure that the cardiac status is good, right? We talk about this is the month for heart health, right? So your cardiac status has to be good. And if we are seeing patients who come in and we're seeing that they have had angina or cardiac problems in the past, but they're all on these new peptides, etc., I want to go through that list and say, listen, this one could be potentially a problem for you because it can affect blood flow. It can affect certain things we're looking at. And here's the thing. It isn't enough to just take the shots for the peptides in order to sustain your erection, guys. You need 60 cc's of fluid. So you need to have good vascularization, in this area in order to really improve performance.
So your protocols and your men's health include things
like
that.
Chelation,
yes.
Right? We want to improve blood flow at least 12, 13, 14%, maybe more. We also want to improve what's going on a level of the nerve endings. What else is happening? How can we improve your stamina? So, for example, in our program, we use both the radio frequency as well as chelation or IV treatments to help a patient improve. Everybody knows you can go out and have this wand waved over you and you're going to have this magical recovery and it's going to be wonderful. And I'm not saying it isn't wonderful. I'm saying imagine enhancing this with an overall program that enhances your health and your mitochondria, your entire health from head to toe, not just zeroing in on your genitalia. That's what I'm talking about.
So the protocol and this whole men's health that you've kind of developed,
right,
is more than just ED and
right, the sexual health,
yes.
Of course, because your sexual health is really related to your overall health. If you don't have the stamina to sustain, How are you enjoying your life with your partner? How are you? You're not. And certainly your partner is. I will tell you that our men's health program is driven by women. That's what I'm going to say.
I was just going to say, because a lot of the times women are probably
right.
calling you saying,
my
hey,
husband
look.
Isn't quite right. He's taking all this stuff. I don't know what he's taking. And it was. And when I go back to that patient, Richard, it was a woman who paid for his treatments. So what I'm saying is,
my kind of woman.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. You want your men, as it is around, men have a lot more hidden issues than women. They just ignore it. They ignore it. Women are like, well, you know, something's not quite right. Men will go, I got to work through it,
yes.
Right? Just
yes.
keep pumping yes. iron. Well, it's not that simple, John. And what I want people to realize, listen, peptides, giving all these shots, like for the weight loss is a peptide, right? We use
yes.
that in our men's health. But I want to use them correctly. I want to use them judiciously. And certainly my doc, when she orders them, wants to use them correctly and judiciously, because we don't want to put you at more risk. And there's a lot that has to be done before we say, oh, here, up your HGH. Here, just take this. It's going to up your HGH. Well, we could up your HGH right to the next life.
How do you know if you're receiving, because you talked about peptides
mm-hmm.
and you talked about, you know, good as opposed to some questions with some of the peptides. How do you know you're getting the right dosage or the right peptides?
Well, I will tell you, that's a very interesting thing. First of all, you've got to understand the sourcing options. So if you're just ordering stuff off the internet, you don't know about potency. You don't know about the fact that there's consistency in the dosing situation. You really want to go to a good place for that. You want to look at the product in terms of what the professional looks at. In other words, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. For example, you know, I get a lot of what we do from compounding pharmacists that we have a business relationship with on an ongoing basis that really work for our clinic. So again, you need to know what's going on for the patient. And then you have to rule out some things that maybe you won't want to use for that patient because of historical data in the chart, right? So you don't want to ever put your patient at risk. So you want to use peptides in a way that is judicious, and you want to use peptides in a way that works. So there's always that balance, not too much. I'm back to Goldilocks, because if you don't do things just right, then you don't get the outcome that's appropriate for a patient.
We are coming up on the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Again, if you have a medical challenge, you want to run by Dr. Molly, or you have a simple question, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Again, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. I suggest you write that number down because you're probably going to listen to the rest of the show. And then you say, oh, 9 o'clock or 9:15, I'll call, and you forget the number. So 856-489-0505. And don't forget the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. A lot of good information on that as well, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version, 8 till 9, and Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Frank in Northeast Philly. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning,
we missed
John.
You.
Good morning, Dr. Molly.
We missed
Dr.
you
Molly.
Last couple weeks. Go ahead, honey.
I thought last week was a repeat. Was that... Wasn't it?
No, we were here. We were live and in person.
Why did I call her? No answer. Just didn't go through, I thought.
Oh, I guess. That
same lady called in. I thought, I forget her name. You've seen her daughter. I forget her name. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah.
Dr. Molly, a couple of different things. The most important one first. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
it may be a little late, but will you be my Valentine?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Get out of here, Frank. Of course I will.
Don't worry about that.
Come on, Frank. You're the best.
You're the prettiest, smartest, sweetest Valentine I ever met.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
You are the best, Frank.
You're
the prettiest,
too. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. Thank you.
And Dr. Molly and John, February, a lot of people forget George Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, because they go with President's Day. But who else? They were never president, but a pretty famous person whose birthday is also in February. It was last Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. What famous person birthday? People always forget. Any ideas?
No, I have no idea. Who?
Me.
Oh, Frank. Come on. Okay. You're right. You are a famous guy. Come on.
Yes.
It's true.
You're famous here on our show.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Right? Well, happy birthday, my friend, and healthy one, I hope.
Thank you. Dr. Molly, and a serious question. I asked you before, but I forget a lot of things. I believe my problems came from my gut, leaked into my blood system.
Sure.
That's why it affected my whole body. Is that true, or am I off the wall?
Well, I do think the gut plays an extremely important piece. In particular, we know that as the gut goes, if you have leaky gut or any of those kinds of challenges, some of the most unpleasant things go into the bloodstream and cause some problems. But also the gut and the brain have a nerve that runs directly from the gut right up to your brain. And, of course, all of those things are affected. That's an interesting question that you pose. You know, there are certain things that really help the gut, and you need to have good gut repair. And do you know that there are certain peptides and things that can help that? But again, this has to be done under really specific type of circumstance, Frank. So, yeah, I agree with you. And if you think that, I think you're on the right track, and I know you do everything you can to keep a healthy gut. And that's great. You're taking, a good probiotic, I'm sure.
Go ahead. I did for a long time, then I stopped taking them.
Oh, no, don't. You really should be back on that, okay? Definitely.
Okay.
All right, definitely get back on. Okay.
Mayor Joe's late father, his birthday, I believe, is February 7th. Mayor Joe, happy birthday to your late dad, Mayor Joe.
Hey, happy birthday, buddies. Okay? Thanks again,
Dr. Molly. Happy Valentine's.
Frank.
The fire candies will be there Monday or Tuesday.
God bless you. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank
Frank.
You,
bye-bye. And that's an interesting thing Frank brings up, the gut. There are peptides that affect the gut. And sometimes in the men's health programs, they don't really focus in on the gut. We try to focus in on each and every system. And again, not just worried about sexual health, but about overall health.
Yeah, we were going to talk about, we're continuing our discussion on men's health. And again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. I wanted to ask you, if you're not exactly feeling 100%, is this a good protocol for men?
Yes, because what happens here, John, I'm able to see most of my men at least once a week for 5 or 10 weeks, so that we're able to get involved at an early stage of a challenge. So sometimes it's just a question of adjustment of some of the things they're on, right? Other times it may be a switch out, but if adjustment is different than having a challenge or a problem. And the idea is, one of the things that I think is wonderful about our clinic, you brought it up earlier, why do we consider ourselves concierge? We see our patient every week. And let me tell you, we're able to pick up immediately on a challenge. And that's what I want to do, so that we're able to make an adjustment, as opposed to saying it's nothing or whatever, or waiting for till it becomes a real problem.
Okay, we have John in Mount Laurel. John, good morning. You're on
Hi,
Health
John.
Watch with Dr. Molly.
Hi, John.
How you doing, Dr. Molly? Long time no call.
Oh, you're a good man, John. You're a good man.
I just wanted to say, you know, I come every week.
You
so
do.
This week I had some surgery stuff to do done, and I couldn't come.
I know.
I'll tell you, I don't care what anybody says. That treatment every week makes a difference. My knees are killing me.
John, you're young.
Not,
wait a minute. You're
yeah,
a young
I know,
guy.
But
come
I mean,
on. Come
I'm
on.
Not feeling that
okay.
Every week. And you gave me something last week.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
For the
you changed something with that for my acid reflux and all.
Yes.
What
yes.
A big difference. What,
yes.
I'm telling you.
It's
remarkable.
And
it's remarkable.
Here, and this guy, let me tell you, John's a really smart guy. He's entrepreneurial. He has a great family who loves him. You talk about anti-aging in men. This is a guy who does it. He's in great shape. He's good looking. I'm telling you. So
I'm pretty,
this
right?
Yeah, you are, John. Come on, man. Come on. You know that's true. Come
God,
on. Come on.
It.
You know you are. You know you are. And here's the thing. More importantly, what I want to say is John has a very, very good cognitive outcome. John, at his age and my age and your age, John.
That's right.
What we want to do is keep our wits about us, and indeed he does.
Yep.
So that's really,
important.
Really important, right? Because our mood
yeah,
affects, right? Affects what
being
happens.
Being social with people, that makes a big difference.
I agree with that, John.
You have to be with people. You have to like people.
Correct.
Pay attention to what they have to say. It
exactly.
Makes a big difference. It really does.
I tell you what,
yeah.
I'm surrounded. My patients are really smart people, and I like that because they keep me on my toes too. And the thing is, John, you do what we ask you to do, and I really, that means you optimize what we give in the bag, and I appreciate
well,
it.
Even the extra vitamins that,
mm-hmm.
that Barbara used to tell me,
oh,
and you
yeah,
used to tell
yeah,
me now.
Right,
I
right.
love Barbara. She was the
oh, she was
the
best.
The greatest.
She would be she with was, us if she didn't have that damn accident. Believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
believe me.
Yeah,
believe
I
me.
I used to love to just go in, sit in the office afterwards, and talk
yep.
to her for 15 minutes. And,
yep.
She
yep.
was just such a nice woman.
Exactly.
Wonderful person. Wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, Doc.
Thank you.
You can tell the difference. You can really tell the difference.
Thank
just
you, John.
One week.
John,
one week. I mean, it
I,
don't make sense.
Yeah, it does. It does.
By the
but,
way, by the
God
way,
bless
John,
us.
By the
God
way,
bless.
John,
listen,
how, what's your, what is your age?
Oh, don't
I'm
say.
I'm pushing, I'll be 89. I am 89. I'm pushing 90.
Oh, my God, yes. Bless you.
God
bless you. 90 in October, yeah.
God bless
oh,
you.
I want to say good morning to Bob, too, out there in Philadelphia.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my
all
friend.
Right, dear.
Thank
you. You stay well.
You,
God bless.
Thank you. God
okay,
bless.
Thank you, John.
He's
thank
a
you.
Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. Okay. Retired barber and entrepreneur.
I tell you, I knew he was up there in years. I didn't know exactly.
No, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that by looking at him.
I mean, he is really sharp.
Yeah. Right.
Nine. I hope I make that.
Well, John, you know, you know, I want to believe that we will, if it's God's will, right? Everything is God's will in the end.
Yes.
But we have to do our best.
That's right. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We're talking men's health, and it's the comprehensive program that Dr. Molly has developed for men's health. It's not just sexual health, but it's prostate.
It's prostate. It's gut health. What we want to do is you've got to realize, again, you have to look at your male patients in total. It's a holistic approach to some of the challenges. The thing is, men are pretty direct. This is my problem. ED is my problem. I want that fixed. Great. We put that at the top of the list. But in order to fix the ED, we've really got to look beyond that. Cardiac health. We've got to look at your gut health. And we do. And in seeing a patient and utilizing the hydration therapeutic protocols, which may include some peptides, we are actually helping in that area. You know, John, one thing that upsets me terribly is when I see some of these younger men come in their 50s, and they're all in the gym, and they listen to Dr. Jim, meaning, you know, the gymnastic guy, and they're taking all kinds of stuff from the internet. It scares the heck out of me sometimes because, again, you've got to understand quality of these things. And too many of the steroids, like the HGH, the human growth hormone type protocols, you've got to be careful about what you use. You want your body to do a lot of the work, and you can get that done if you use some of the cofactors.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. And you'll find us here every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock at Innovative Medical Associates. The number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, you book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will learn a lot about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you or anyone you know. It's a very simple process. 856-489-0505. Don't forget the website. A lot of good information on that. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. By the way, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We got a couple minutes left of the show. If you want to jump in here with a question or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210. We heard from one of our elderly patients.
I don't want to call him elderly. I say seasoned, John.
Okay, okay.
Come on.
One of our seasoned patients.
That's right, right.
And now we're going to talk about our young patients.
Yeah. You all know that I've been working with a really nice young man. He's around 18, 19 years old, who had the mold exposure. I got to tell you, I saw him yesterday, or I guess it was Thursday afternoon. He came in with his dad. He looks phenomenal. And so I get the update. And in talking to him, I found out that his gut seems to be getting better. Again, by the way, that's all been done with hydration and certain peptides that we are able to use within that to help heal the gut. And what's happening is because the mold exposure, you see, you must also look at what caused the problem in the beginning. Mold exposure has been taken care of. But he looked better. He said his brain fog is lifting a bit. That's what I expected. And I would say he's midway through a treatment protocol of 30 treatments. So right about now is when I expected to turn the corner. And he is definitely doing that. His dad said he got up. He's been getting up earlier. He's going to school. This is what I want to see in our challenge. You know, I want to see that the challenge starts to get under control. But it did take approximately 15 treatments and we're on the upswing. And we ran into a couple of bumps there, believe it or not. And several of his challenge, or let's say several of the symptoms that came with his challenge, got a little worse before it could get better. And that's something I want people to understand. You may actually think you're getting worse. You're not. It's the healing crisis that's going on. And so what happens is we got to get you back to homeostasis or balance, the just right Goldilocks theory.
I saw Alex on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. He looked great, didn't he?
And he looked, I mean, he looked great. He was smiling.
That's right.
I mean, and before, now I mean, he would put his head down. He didn't want to look at people.
That's exactly right. And I will tell you that I've had many, I've had many experiences with young people like this. Takes a little bit of time. You got to work with them closely. And you got to realize there's going to be ebb and tide in this because of the nature of the exposure.
And let's talk about Anna.
Oh, Anna. Anna's another interesting case. So Anna has several challenges, the POTS being one of them, which we know really affects your organs, including cardiac, that kind of thing. She's on several pharmaceuticals that indeed I'm encouraging her to take. But she also has a PCOS, which is a woman's challenge with polycystic ovary syndrome. And I added some things into her protocol in the past week. She's doing better. And I would say this is a combination of both the traditional and the nutraceutical. And using many of the traditionals in a little less dose than normal, meaning a homeopathic dose, so that she doesn't really suffer from the side effects. A lot of the medication that she's on has some potentially pretty rough side effects. And I want to go and make sure that we can maintain those. But I was extremely happy with her this week. Unbelievably happy.
Wasn't Anna the one where the parents came in and they were telling me.
They actually called in here.
They went all over.
That's right.
I mean, they were, that's I'm right. telling you.
And here's a good case, John, of saying why I need the records, because I had to go through this step by step. She went to the biggest and the best, no question about it. And I'm not so presumptuous to say that my staff and I, my docs, are the ones to get her off of what these big wigs put her on. But what I am saying is that there are ways to do this and to utilize what they've done and help her get to where she needs to go, because she doesn't want to be tied to, you know, a particular protocol that really impedes her quality of life as well, right? Not a good thing.
Is there any other patients?
Well, I have a thought of where we want to start. I have several new patients that have started with me who have autoimmune issues that I'm working on. And again, the autoimmune issues are very difficult. One is a post-COVID patient that is really, I can't even believe I'm working with. I have another young lady, Karen, who just started with us, who has cancer, a small lump that just developed breast cancer, it looks like. I am helping her guide her way to a breast surgeon as well. As there's an issue where you want to get it out. If we can get it out, let's get it out. And I want to help her through this process. And her brother was kind enough to bring her in. And I will tell you, I have high hopes for her because she's willing and able. Now, she also has some challenges with anxiety and that kind of thing, and I want to help her cope with that because that affects outcome of what we need to do.
That's a difficult challenge.
Oh, very difficult. No very question. Difficult.
And what do you think the prognosis
is? It's going to be good, but she has to stick with the treatment protocol, and that's going to be at least 30 treatments, maybe 40. I don't know yet.
That was my next question.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit ongoing. But I'm telling you, I have high hopes for her, and God bless her brother for bringing her here.
And the other patient you were you were mentioning?
Who was that, John? I don't know. Which one? I got a lot of them. Okay, Karen. I got Karen that we're mentioning. Of course, we always go back to some of the tried and true people that we see. I'm working. Of course, we all know that I have several patients that do nothing for their cancer but come to me. I don't necessarily, say that that's the only way to go. I believe in balance. And I think for cancer patients, it's very, very important that they maintain a healthy lifestyle outside of the clinic. And I guess Pam is the star of that.
And, you know, we heard John say he missed 1 week.
Yeah.
And he felt it.
Yeah.
And I've told you the same thing.
I know.
Where I've gone on vacation and I said, well, something was missing.
Well, here's the thing, though, John. I don't want people to think they can't enjoy their life. We want them to enjoy their life. So we want to tune you up well before you go on vacation so that you don't have the peaks and valleys. But you're an interesting case because you have more than one challenge, right?
Yes.
And so that makes it a little more difficult as to maintaining your overall healthy lifestyle.
And guess what? With that, we're going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. In fact, they'll be there all day, 856-489-0505. That's the number, 856-489-0505. Check out the website. A lot of good information on that, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you missed any of today's show, you can hear it again this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra, I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.